شیخ باقر شریف القرشی decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosrowshahi.
Shahid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr.
He was born in Kazimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmoud Shahrudi was...
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see...
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Kamerayi that he says in Farsi, توحید کلمه برای کلمه توحید.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher, an introduction into the thoughts, religious and scholarly life of the most outstanding Shiite dignitaries and personalities. And in the new series, we are mainly concerned with outstanding women in Islam, especially the Shiite Islam. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Fadai are the two special guest speakers from the Islamic Hawza Afghan. Salam alaikum, Sheikh Rouhani. Welcome to you.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Fadai, salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
All right, for today's discussion, we want to talk about another outstanding lady of Islam, the wife of Imam al-Raza alayhi salam and the mother of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Her name is Sabika, Sabika Nubia or Khayzuran. These are different names, but she is mainly known as Sabika. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, another lady which seems to be not originally from Arab Peninsula and still the mother of an imam and the wife of another imam. Give us some information about the early life and biography of this lady.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sabika, who is also called by the other names like Durra, Rayhana, Sukaina. So these are also some other names attributed to this great lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she was a servant, but at the same time, she was mother of Imam al-Jawad and wife of Imam Rida alayhi salatu wassalam from the offspring of Mariyah Qibtiyah.
And who was, of course, she? Mariyah Qibtiyah?
Of course, Mariyah Qibtiyah was one of the wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. She was also a servant.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, some of these names were chosen by the for this lady by the holy imams, by Imam Rida alayhi salatu wassalam. The name Khayzuran,
yes,
was given to this lady. And that's why Shaykh Saduq Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi mentioned her name as Khayzuran as well.
Right.
Of course, Umm al-Hasan was the kunya of, yes, this lady, salamullahi alayha. And of course, these are the main points that we can mention regarding the early life of, mm-hmm, this lady. Of course, she was from Egypt.
Yes.
A village in Egypt.
Qibti means from Qibti, Egypt,
yes,
isn't it?
That's, yeah, right. Egyptian, okay. Yes.
Yes.
And of course, some of people consider him as Mirisi or Mirusi,
mm-hmm,
which is a city in Morocco.
Or Morsi in, or Morocco,
yeah,
yes.
Moroccan,
right.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
And that's why, yes, she was said that either to be from Egypt or Morocco, but of course she was African and from Africa, and there is no doubt about her.
That's all right. Again, Sheikh Fadai, we can see the marriage of an holy imam and the mother of another imam to a lady from far, far lands. We can say from African continent. What do you think the main reason was?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you can see, like some other mothers of imams, here Lady Sabika, the wife of Imam Rida, mother of Imam Jamal, again was a servant and was from other country and from other language. See, three differences: other language, other country, and other religion. When, mm-hmm, we say servant, it means that she was not Muslim. She was transferred maybe from some wars,
mm-hmm,
to the Arabian Peninsula, and then in Medina, an imam bought her as a servant. But in Islam, we don't have the ordinary servant slavery, which was common at that time. Slavery in Islam is a school, is education process.
Yeah.
So Imam Rida educated her and made her qualified to be one of the members of Ahlul Bayt. So after being in this house, She was a real Muslim and a moment one, a virtuous one, which could give birth to someone like Imam Javad.
Uh-huh.
And her history is not important.
Yes.
This is a lesson that we can take. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we look at people just by their history.
Yes.
If we are real Muslim, we should be able to change people's history. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yes.
Maybe someone did a lot of sins in his history or her history.
Yes.
But is it necessary that this process continues up to his death? Of course not. People can change. Not only we do not want to change people and educate people as Imam Reza did, mm-hmm. we do not want to tolerate people mm-hmm. because of their history. Mm-hmm. Maybe people made a lot of mistakes in their history.
Yes.
But can we be sure mm-hmm. that he's the same one, mm-hmm. she's the same one? We should look at her or his status at the present time.
Yes.
Whether she or he is a good one, a virtuous one or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the Islam, in the early age of Islam, we have a lot of companions for Prophet's companion, like yes. Salman, Miqdad, Abu Azar.
Yes.
So we never pay attention to this point that all of them were not Muslim. Mm. Maybe some of them were idolaters.
Yes.
You know, some of the best companions of Prophet mm-hmm. were idolaters.
But even Bilal was from Habasha, Abyssinia, we can say. But he was welcomed. He was chosen as the best muazzin for Prophet Muhammad. Okay.
I want to focus on this change.
Mm-hmm.
We should do our best to change people, okay. and we should accept people's change.
That's right.
We shouldn't focus on people's history.
Mm-hmm.
We should consider that now, whether he is good or she is good one or bad one. When she's good, now qualified,
yes.
Imam Reza can choose him That's as
right.
his wife.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
And the story of the birth of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam from Imam al-Reza alayhi salam, you know, as you said, Sheikh Rouhani, one of the programs, the aristocrats of the, we can say, Abbasids very much believed, for example, in being of the pure blood or the noble blood of the Arabs or something like that. So when Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam is born from this lady with a dark complexion, because the mother is originally from there, so they accuse Imam al-Reza alayhi salam that Imam al-Jawad might not be your son. And now the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as the sin. Can you explain this a little bit for us?
Yes, of course, since, as you rightly mentioned, since the appearance of the Imam al-Jawad alayhi salatu wassalam was like the Africans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why some of the people sometimes casted doubt on this point that whether he is the real son of Imam Reza alayhi salatu wassalam or he is like adopted son, for example, by Imam Reza alayhi salatu wassalam.
Mm-hmm.
So Imam Reza alayhi salam himself did understand clearly that he was the son of Imam, and Imam also knew, and the mother of Imam also knew. But there were some people
mm-hmm.
who sometimes spread some kind of
rumors
yeah,
that's right.
about this Imam. Then they, Imam Reza alayhi salam, in order to convince them that he is the son of Imam Reza alayhi salam, the real son of Imam Reza, he brought a genealogist, or what you can say, the expert of lineage or
family descent.
Yeah, that's it. And then when he came and he saw the Imam al-Jawad alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, no, he is the son of Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam, mm-hmm. and there's no doubt about this son. But one point that we can mention about the Sabika alayha salam is this, that Imam Reza alayhi salatu wasalam, in one of his riwayat, said that this Sabika, in terms of purity
mm-hmm.
and sacredness, is like Lady Maryam Salamullahi Alayha. He draw a kind of similarity between this lady and Imam Ridha Alayha Salam, and Lady Maryam Salamullahi Alayha, said that this lady was actually born pure and mutahhar. This is what Imam Ridha Alayhi Salam says about Sabika. And there is also a riwayah narrated from the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said that my father be fada, or what you can say, sacrificed,
yes.
For the best son or the best child who will be born from a servant. This servant is from Nuba, referring to this lady.
Yes.
And this servant is mutahhar, pure and purified.
Wow.
This is a narration from the Holy Prophet, Salawatullah alayhi wa sallam, as we earlier said that she was among the offspring and the children of Maria Qibtiya, one of the wives of the Holy Prophet, Salawatullah alayhi wa sallam.
But beside Hazrat Khadija, Maria Qibtiya was the only wife of Prophet Muhammad who bore child to Prophet Muhammad, Ibrahim, the deceased son of Prophet Muhammad, you know.
Yes, of course.
Was one of them, that's right.
So, okay. Of course, in these two riwayah, one is from Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, the other one is from the Holy Prophet, salatullah alayhi wasalam. In both of these narrations, this very, very highest, we can say, status and position of this lady is mentioned, that she is purified, and she was born purified.
Yes.
This is very nice.
Yes.
That is in riwayah of the Holy Prophet about this lady.
Some people might accuse the Shiite world that these are stories, these are dreams. How is it possible, for example, that Prophet Muhammad selected a wife for the next generation of the Imams, okay? But I think the authentic answer is that this is not something like ordinary life of the people. Even the selection of the wives and the mothers of the Imams and the pregnancy of these ladies were ordered and pre-planned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it, Shaykh?
You know, this kind of knowledge is not a usual one.
Yes.
We call it, in Islamic study, we call it ilm al-ladunni. Ladun means from the knowledge of God. Min ladun alimin hakim.
Very good.
So this knowledge came from the knowledge of God. As we know that all monotheistic religions believe that the knowledge of God cover everything from the beginning up to the end.
Yes.
So when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is connected to the knowledge of God, we cannot accuse him of saying a story. So as God knows everything, she knows everything, by, of course, by the permission of God. But I think, you know, for the lives of imams, their mothers, fathers, you know, these are not the point that should be focused on. This is the basis of our religion, that they have this special knowledge. It's better to take some useful and beneficial lessons from their life. And I can mention one of them, one of the covered aspects of the life of imams and some ladies like Lady Sabika. You know, as you said, the imams were accused. So when Imam Ridha accepted that this lady is a mu'min one, virtuous one, qualified one to get married with, so he was not ashamed of this job to get married with the mu'min one. And Imam Javad was not ashamed of his mother, which was a servant.
Or a colored one.
A colored one.
That's
You know, in Quran, we have in the introduction of mu'mins, believers, real one, we have, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Sometimes we start to be in a religion, we claim that we believe in God in that religion, but we do not continue. How? One of the reasons is that shame. For example, if I say prayer all the time, but now I go to a party or I go to a ceremony, and now I'm ashamed of my religion, I do not say prayer. Or, for example, my father is from a low class of society.
Okay.
Or my mother does not have a special education.
It's an embarrassment for me.
I shouldn't be ashamed of my mother or my father.
Yes.
As we see nowadays, when people want to get married, even if they are sure that this girl is a very good one, by they look at the father and mother, another iman. but the position of societies, if their social position is not good in the material aspect, mm-hmm. they do not get married to that girl. Uh-huh. Why? Just because of the wealth, because of the color?
Yes.
Why is it like that? You know, one of the servant workers of Imam Reza, Holy Shrine, said a story that when we want to clean the zari of Imam Reza, usually we find some letters mm-hmm. among the monies. We find some letter. Uh-huh. We got a letter.
Yes.
It was written. It was by daughter of a sweeper.
Uh-huh.
She wrote to Imam Reza that, I want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people who want to get married with me. But after they understand and realize that my father is a sweeper,
uh-huh.
They get back. So
yes.
What is my scene?
Mm-hmm.
Why shouldn't I get married just because of the job of my father? You know, is it like the lifestyle of Ahlul Bayt that we see in Sabiqa's life?
Yes,
we shouldn't be ashamed of haq. What is the criteria to be a wife, to have a father, a good one? When I have a good father and mother, I should be proud of them.
Yes.
So that is the Islamic lifestyle.
That's all right. And truly, all the aspects of the life of the infallible imams and their seerah and conduct is a lesson for the people, as you said, for today's world too. It was very kind of you, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani. Thank mm-hmm. you very much for a nice elaboration regarding the life account of Sabiqa Nubiya, the wife of Imam Reza alayhi salam and mother of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. And thank you very much to listeners for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you. Fiamma. مُعَلِّمُ